This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Italy have agreed to further develop the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor IMEC to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate on the India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, recognizing its transformational potential in reshaping the promoting global trade, connectivity and prosperity. Appreciating the preliminary discussions around the project, they encouraged the first IMEC ministerial meeting to take concrete steps for advancing this initiative in 2026. In a joint press conference with Prime Minister Modi in Rome, the Italian Prime Minister Meloni described the IMEC as a major connectivity and economic corridor linking Europe, the West Asia and India with the potential to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. Ms. Meloni said, strengthening interconnectivity between the regions remains an important priority and added that both countries strongly support the development of the corridor. Both leaders also reaffirmed that innovation, science and technology are core drivers of the India-Italy partnership. Prime Minister Modi said, Italy is renowned worldwide for design and precision, and India's identity is that of a powerhouse of scale, talent and affordable innovation.
हमने हमारी भावी साझेदारी को और सशक्त बनाने के लिए विस्तृत रूप से चर्चा की भारत इटली जॉइंट स्ट्रेटेजिक एक्शन प्लान 2025 टू 2029 हमारी साझेदारी को एक प्रैक्टिकल और फ्यूचरिस्टिक ढांचा प्रदान करता है हम इस पर समयबद्ध तरीके से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं हमारे साझा प्रयासों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार के 20 बिलियन यूरो के लक्ष्य की ओर तेजी से बढ़ रहा है
Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal today said that the world is looking towards India as a trusted partner. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's five-nation visit, Mr. Goyal said the visit guarantees advantages for every segment of the society. He said the Prime Minister's visit reflects that India stands strongly on the global stage. He said 57 significant agreements were signed, including the commitment of UAE to invest $75 to $100 billion in India. During the tour, he also hit out at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his alleged derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that due to negative politics of Mr. Gandhi, people are rejecting the Congress in elections. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today held a high-level security review meeting in New Delhi with field officers. During the meeting, it was noted that preliminary investigations into several recent fire incidents in trains have revealed the involvement of anti-social elements. The ministry said that such incidents has been taken up seriously and the Railway Protection Force is actively probing them. In the discussions during the security review meeting focused on gathering mechanisms from the field through an improved reporting system. The fourth India-Africa Forum Summit, scheduled to be held from 28th to the 31st of May in New Delhi, has been postponed in view of the evolving health situation in parts of Africa. External Affairs Ministry said that consultations were held between India, Chairperson of the African Union and the African Union Commission. Following these consultations, it was agreed that it would be advisable to convene the fourth India-Africa Forum Summit at a later date. New dates for the summit and its associated meetings will be finalized through mutual consultations and communicated in due course. New Delhi has expressed its solidarity with the people and governments of Africa and its readiness to contribute to Africa's CDC-led efforts aimed at addressing the evolving health situation. The government has said that no cosmetic product is permitted to be used as an injection by consumers, professionals and aesthetic clinics. The Central Drug Standard Control Organization has said that cosmetics are only intended to be rubbed, poured, sprinkled or sprayed on the human body. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Chennai Super Kings in Ahmedabad this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.